You're listening to KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods, and today we're talking with Brian Giroux. He's the Executive Director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Brian, good to have you back.
Great to be in. Thank you for having me.
So we want to talk a little bit today about your business leadership series, which is coming up really soon.
Yes. We have a business leadership series sponsored by the Bank of Missouri. We have it every other month. In the past, we've had this. It's kind of like a small conference, but it's open to the public and our chamber members. And we have certain topics. We've done economic development. We've done sexual harassment in the workplace. We've done a Women's Business Month. So this month is a topic that is extremely important.
I know you try to be very timely with these.
We do, and this is very timely. I mean, when we had sexual harassment in the workplace, we had that about 4 or 5 weeks ago. It's very timely. Mm-hmm. The one that we are doing on March 28th is armed intruder defense or active shooting. And so as we were talking about before we went on the air, that this is very topical. It's very topical. We've been working on putting this series on, you know, last 3 or 4 months. And in that time, there's been 3 or 4 active shootings. And so we want to make sure that with this business leadership series, with the speaker that we have, we try and prepare our businesses what happens, what you're going to do in case this happens. If you ask 9 out of 10 businesses, what would you do if there was an active shooter? I don't know if they would know what to do. And so we want to take the time and effort to educate our business and our community, you know, what to do. God forbid this ever does happen, but we want to prepare you, kind of like when we did sexual harassment training, had awareness. You know, we never want that to happen, but it does.
You need to have a plan, I guess, and ready to go when
Absolutely.
Something happens.
Absolutely. So we have Tom Brady, who is a certified instructor in armed intruder and active shooting. And so he's going to come in and give us a two-hour presentation. Usually the business leadership series is only an hour, but we wanted to dedicate 2 hours to this, and it's free. And it's open to anybody who is interested. We think it's important just to be prepared in this life and society in general. Preparation, you know, you got to be prepared for the worst, unfortunately. And that's sad to say. But like I said, in the time that we've been putting this event on, there's been lots of shootings. And if we can prepare our business community or our schools or anybody, it could save lives. And I think that's a powerful tool. And as a Chamber of Commerce, we want to make our businesses just as strong as we possibly can. So that's why we're offering this event on March 28th at the Jackson Civic Center from 8 to 10. It is free. Invest that 2 hours. You know, learn how to protect your business and your employees from a worst-case scenario.
So your leadership series, this will be the next one. And again, it's March 28th. And tell us the times again.
It's from 8 to 10 at the Jackson Civic Center. If you have any other questions, you can call me at the chamber at 243-8131, and we can give you more information. RSVPs are not required to show up. We want to make sure that we have a room full of listeners and ask lots of questions, because that's why you're there.
And we'll post information about this on our website as well, Brian.
Absolutely. Thank you. We have it on our Facebook page as well as an event. So hope to see everybody out there.
Brian Giroux is the Executive Director of the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can learn more about the Business Leadership Series being offered by the Jackson Area Chamber of Commerce and hear past conversations from Going Public all at our website, krcu.org. Click on Local in the toolbar and then click on Going Public.